You see them in airports, hotel lobbies, on trains, and in coffee shops. An army of business travelers who call themselves road warriors. All together now is Peter Chaplin, enlisted with one of these foot soldiers for a day, and reports from the front.
I'm as good as my last trip. I'm as good as my last seminar. I get picked up by my driver, Sam. We coordinate through the wonders of cell phone technology. Off to the airport we go.
Meet Rob Jolles, small businessman, consultant, motivational speaker, author.
I can maintain my contact with the office with my auto page off my system. I'll always get some work done on the plane.
And, oh yes, he is the very model of a modern road warrior.
I've written 4 books on an airplane. I'm proud to say that I think I counted once 9 pages I wrote that wasn't either in an airplane or in a hotel room.
When a client calls, he's ready.
I'm like a racehorse. I see myself loaded in a stall, open the door, and let's go.
When all together now caught up with him in suburban Washington, D.C., he was once again saying goodbye to his wife.
All right, sweetie. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow night.
Yep.
Okay.
Love you.
For the last 26 years, Jolles has traveled over 2 million miles, presenting 1,000 salesmanship seminars from Maine to California, Florida to Hawaii. But wherever he is, no matter how far from home, he is never out of touch.
I've got one piece of technology strapped to my right side and one hanging in my laptop. My technology allows me to communicate so my clients get a comfort with me, knowing that we're dealing with a person who, whether it's good or bad, we know we're going to hear from. And that's what technology does for me.
Jolles is a showman on stage, passionate about his message and dedicated to his clients. Still, he won't let them rule his life. He won't carry a BlackBerry, nor offer his cell phone number. A small company? Yes. His clients? All Fortune 500. He credits technology for enhancing professional success and enabling some degree of personal freedom. He insists all calls be answered in 30 seconds or less, even if it costs him more to do so.
How much is that technology that responds in 30 seconds? Let me give you an interesting story. When I first went into business, and I was very excited, and I went into Radio Shack and saw 5 answer machines. I didn't buy the $20, $30, or $40. I bought the $50 answer machine. My second system cost almost $3,000. My music on hold is $300. But my technology allows my client to believe I'm not dealing with a person who's in their garage running a business. When you call me, you don't hear, "Hey, I'm not home right now, but your call's important to us. Please leave a message." You hear a professional recording with an auto attendant and music on hold. And Peter, I've got over 100 mailboxes in my system, of which we use 4, and we're proud of it. But that technology is not to deceive my client. That technology is to soothe my client and to let them know this person takes their business seriously. That's how seriously I take my technology.
It's the model of unified communications, bringing together different technologies people use to communicate, collaborate, and connect. Christopher Thompson is a senior director of Unified Communications Solutions at Cisco.
The workplace happens wherever you need to be when you get something done. We coined the term working moments to define the different experiences that people have. The expectation is that no matter where you are when you need to do work, that you can be connected to a network. It could be a wireless network, maybe a GSM network through your mobile phone, or a Wi-Fi network through your laptop. It could be a wired network, or perhaps DSL at home. It doesn't really matter, but as long as you have a network connection, you can take that experience with you and really take your ability to do work with you.
Anywhere, anytime, any place. And right now, that place is at Reagan National Airport. Sam, Jolles' driver of 13 years, gives him his customary battle cry as a send-off.
Go get them.
Jolles, the consummate road warrior, travels lightly. One bag, one carry-on, both packed with the tools he needs most.
I have to have a laptop, not only as a writer, but as a presenter. Obviously, with that laptop, I have to have that internet. I have to have my email. I have to have a cell phone. I have to be able to communicate. I carry a very small micro cassette recorder because sometimes I think I'm so brilliant, I have to put my thoughts down. And then in the morning, I play them and I delete 95% of them.
But the 5% he's kept has been enough to fill several bestsellers with business advice, including this nugget recorded at 3 a.m. on a red-eye flight.
My definition of wisdom consists of three things. It consists of success, it consists of failure, and it consists of a conscious knowledge of the lessons learned from each.
When paged, Jalas has the opportunity to prioritize a client's crisis and choose how and when he'll respond. Setting those strategic boundaries are critical to his ability to give them his best service. Boundaries in work and in life are becoming increasingly important, according to psychologist Suzanne Roth.
I've given a lot of thought to this. I mean, I grew up in a time where people went to work. That meant they went to a workplace, a place with other people. Now, because of the nature of work, the demands, the globalization, technology, and all of that, I think we as psychologists are really struggling with what is the psychological impact of this. I think it's difficult not to feel continually on call for a lot of people. I think the concern is how do you create a transitional space, a boundary, so that you can actually be in the present in your personal life. So it's all about looking at where are the boundaries between saying no, this is a time for me or my family, this is not a work time.
Nonstop service to Fort Lauderdale. Okay, 2 hours of flight time at a cruising altitude of 38,000 feet.
Another taxi ride, another hotel, and more work. Jalas acknowledges the price he's paid for a life on the road is steep. He once missed a family funeral, as well as countless hours he would have preferred to spend with his wife and children. Today, when he arrives home, he won't check his email or disappear into his study, muttering the hollow promise of, "I'll just be a few minutes." Cisco's Chris Thompson can see both the up and downside of a connected lifestyle.
The concept of working moments has a positive connotation and negative connotation. There may be a brief moment when I need to check an email on a smartphone and respond to it, as an example. It also means for many people that they're continuously tethered by some kind of electronic leash. And what we're finding is that people need to be able to determine when to opt in and when to opt out.
But for many, the benefits of time flexibility outweigh the burden of being always on. Psychologist Suzanne Roth.
Some of the research shows that when employees have control of their work and their decision makings, that stress is lowered, satisfaction is increased. So it would suggest that letting people work in different settings and maybe multitask and do many different things, they can be as effective or more effective as someone who doesn't have that opportunity.
In his hotel room, Jalas' laptop, connected wirelessly, springs alive with the tone of an incoming message, an important call, perhaps the most important call of the day.
There he is.
Hi-o.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Dad. Hey,
now, that's Danny Jalas from his college dorm room in New York. He has an assignment and wants his dad's help.
I've started the video. It just may take a second. There we are. He's starting to come in.
They talk. 5 minutes turns into 20. Soon, the school project yields its way to family news. What once would have been an expensive long-distance call is now a voiceover internet protocol gab session. They are unstoppable.
See ya.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Technology has meant personal touch, and that shared moment has more than compensated for the grit, grime, and fatigue of a long day on the road. There is even a tear in his eye.
You know, if I get a little misty-eyed, it's because I think it's extraordinary to see how technology sometimes, although I'll complain about it, and I'll complain about the guy on the cell phone who got on the plane and smacked the woman next to me in the head while he was on some ridiculous call. But I'm not adverse to technology. When I'm able to spend time with my son, it makes the trip a whole lot easier. It's a home run.
On the road in Florida, for All Together Now, I'm Peter Chaplin.
Thank you for listening to All Together Now. All Together Now is sponsored by Cisco. If you'd like more information on today's show, you can find it at cisco.com/go/altogethernow. I'm Barry Nolan. Thanks for joining us.